Iran takes further responsibility for Gaza war via state media, bucking the left's narrative. By Wendell Hussebo on May 25, 2021. Iran has taken further responsibility for the Gaza war via their state-run propaganda-like media Monday. Yes, we were the victors, representative of Hamas in Tehran Khaled al-Gadomi said on Iran's state-owned news network Press TV. It is not the matter of who is the victor. He continued, it's the matter of how much the resistance fighters managed to thwart the goals of the Israeli regime and to convey the message of the Palestinian people to the international community. The Zionist regime's narrative is starting to be isolated. Much of the credit for the potency of the Palestinian resistance in Gaza today belongs to Iran, which for some years now has been training Palestinian fighters in weapons and tactics, and has aided them in amassing a vast arsenal of missiles, the site wrote of the interview. The network continued, a Hamas official has said the Palestinians won the latest war against Israel thanks to the support provided by Iran. The Iranian network contradicted the appeasement narrative America's political left has taken, defending Palestinian terrorists from Israel's counteroffensive due to humanitarianism. The United States should not be rubber-stamping weapons sales to the Israeli government as they deploy our resources to target international media outlets, schools, hospitals, humanitarian missions and civilian sites for bombing. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, tweeted. This is not about both sides. This is about an imbalance of power, Ocasio-Cortez dubbed May 13. The president stated that Israel has a right to self-defense. But do Palestinians have a right to survive? Ocasio-Cortez's effort to conflate the two circumstances in different continents is linked by a seemingly held theory that Western institutions are to blame for oppression, even if that means cozying up to state-led terrorists. By posing the lawbreakers, Hamas and illegal aliens who are breaking nations' laws, as victims, Ocasio-Cortez furthers a postmodern philosophical theory of slave morality which condemns success, individualism, wealth, and purpose as bad. Therefore, according to the theory, Western institutions are oppressive because they are successful, individualistic, wealthy, and purposeful.